How was your Thanksgiving weekend? Week. It was so busy for me, and I hope you had all wonderful time reunion with your family and relatives. Okay. And I was given a chance to speak at one of those interfaith Thanksgiving service for about 2-3 minutes, and I told them that every day is my Thanksgiving day. Amen? That's also to you. We need to be always thankful that we are so at peace in everything. God is in us, right? I believe we all are blessed with abundance that we ought to give thanks always. The Bible says, rejoice, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, and present your request to God, right? Thank you. So I hope and pray that you might be able to rediscover this season, at this season, the joy of Christmas season this year. Amen? Let us rediscover. Today's all four lectionary readings are talking about eschatology, which means Jesus' second coming. At this season of Advent, you saw the lighting of Advent candle. The Advent, I would like to start with the theme, thankfulness, with an attitude of gratitude. So this is actually, Advent is the beginning of a season for Christians. It's almost like a new year. So we are starting lighting candles, waiting for Christ's coming, actually as an infant in Christmas, but it has a meaning of second coming as well. So Advent entails meaning of expectation. What do you expect at Jesus' coming? Christ, our hope. That was a candle meaning. Are you ready to stand in front of Son of Man? Are you ready? I trust Bob is ready. So I hope everyone can say amen to that. I'm ready. So we have lit the Advent candle as a symbol of Christ, the hope, today. And today's text of Psalm 25, chapter 25, verse 3 says, "No one whose hope is in you will ever put to shame." I would like to weave this thread of this hope, that hope, throughout this season as series. And the first one is called Attitude of Gratitude. Even though this week was one of those busiest weeks, I was able to read a book written by a Korean author who had been incarcerated in prison for more than 20 years. This book was published with all the collection of letters that he had written to families and friends during that period of time. And it was powerful in many ways. As he was moving around to prison within that 20 years, and sometimes to room, he had to take all these belongings with him. What does it tell you? We don't need too many things to live this life. The material things, maybe. Some of the best blessings are not the biggest ones, but the smallest ones. Also, we need to be thankful for the burden of life as well. I can give you example. When you don't like to wash your dishes, right? But as you wash your dishes, you can be thankful we have something to eat. So it's always there is a thankful for you can find. And where your treasure is, where your heart will be also. You are familiar with that verse, right? Says the Bible, if our heart is where we keep our treasures, then we must learn to trust with our wealth as much or as little that may be. So did you know only 3% of water in this world is fit to drink? Only 3% of water is fit to drink. 1/3 of 1% of the water is available to drink, and most of that clean water is right here in the United States. Over 1/2 of the world has no access to pure drinking water. I have witnesses myself when I visited Ethiopia. And how grateful we ought to be for the blessings of God. Amen? Attitude of gratitude. I remember reading a story somewhere a while ago. A man was robbed by someone on the street while he was out of town on a business trip. After returning to his hotel, he must have been a Christian. He was praying to God for those reasons, for thankful for. So first, the person who only took his wallet, but not his life. So he was thankful for that one first. And then he was thankful for that. He's not the robber. He is the one that who it robbed of. So he was thankful for that. And the third, the amount that this person took was not too much anyway. And the fourth, he was glad that he might have helped this person who was so desperate. So we can find always thankfulness, whatever, under any circumstances. Amen? Amen. So no matter what situation we might find ourselves in, we can still experience the joy that comes from knowledge Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, who helped us to think this way. And then you need to be remembered that everything that happens to you also happened for you, and be thankful. When you have a faith in the Lord, who is good and who loves you the most, knows the best for you. Amen? Besides, I think that way at least all the time. Besides, God is the creator and giver of this talent and ability to work and health and stamina necessary to the task. So we are into everyday life. So there are just too many to be thankful for. Gospel literally means good news. Actually, language good news we can find in the Gospel of Mark 8 times. For example, chapter 1:15 says, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." Jesus is not to bring the good news, but he himself is the good news. He came for us, to save us. Amen? So Gospel of John says in chapter 3:3, that "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." Are you familiar with born again Christian? He repeats again as Nicodemus asked questions in regards to this born again issue. If you remember the story, he was asking, "How can you born again? You can't go back to mother's womb." Remember that story? So if you consider yourself a born-again Christian, you ought to be transformed by the Spirit of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and the old has gone, and the new has come. That means what? Drastic change. Old has gone, and new has come. The good news of the Advent is not simply a crisis coming, but that he's coming means we have hope. Despite all the falling apart in our lives, our communities, and the world around us, just as the leaves of the fig tree offer hope. As I read in the Luke Gospel, in late winter, the fig tree late winter, that summer is coming again. So God's word in Jesus promises us new life. Advent offers an expectation and hope for something new. Are you ready for something new? Advent actually considered as a new year, a new beginning, as I said, for Christian. And today's gospel lesson from Luke chapter 21, verse 28 says, "Stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And verse 36 says, "Be alert at all times." Be alert at all times. Are you sad? Are you anxious or confused? It is a reality that we sometimes have to go through grief, especially when we have to say goodbye to our loved ones. for the time being. We trust that we meet again. Do you need sympathy or comfort as you go through your grieving period? It's yours. Take Jesus seriously. Jesus gives you comfort and peace. Are you confused and anxious, needing guidance? Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. When Jesus lives within you, the light shall shine through you, through us, and which will represent the kingdom of God in us. When you have your kingdom of God in you, you have peace and joy all the time. So he promised that he will see us again and we will rejoice and no one will take away our joy. And our only hope is in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Because we believe resurrection, receiving him and brings instant forgiveness and eternal life. That's justifying grace. And we cannot escape standing before him. The time to prepare is now. I believe it's now, the time to prepare. Let us get ready. Let us get ready. Let us all shape our lives with an attitude of gratitude every day. Some people think that even they, when they go to the bathroom, when they go to wherever, think about it this way. There are statistically so many accidents are happening while you are on the road, everyday driving. How thankful we are not having any accident and the collision. It happens sometimes. Okay, we are all called to the best we can to live lives pleasing to God. And through we will surely fail to live up to the high standards of perfection, but we can still be very grateful for those things that we have done for God and live in hopeful confidence. And the love and mercy of the risen Christ will not let us go. And I need to take a chance to appreciate those people who came out for the Wesley dinner. It was amazing to see so many people who showed up, even old youngsters from other areas. That we had great time, almost over 130 people. Praise the Lord. Amen. And also, last night we were walking. I had so much fun, especially I need to thank Bob for bringing out his mom, Margaret. Because of her, we did get so many applause. She was in a wheelchair having all this, you know, light going on. And it was a great opportunity and for me, personally, experience to see. There were so many kids, you know, children on the road, and it is a good sign. Without children, we won't have any next generation to hand on, you know, our belief and conviction in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So let us all be in the attitude of gratitude and begin our season of Advent. Let us pray. O God, we give thanks to you that you promised you will see us again and we will rejoice and no one will take away our joy. Our hope is in you and we are ready to praise you and shape our lives with an attitude of gratitude. We give thanks and praise and glory. Amen.